I think the intervention by the United States and the United Kingdom so far has been effective in preventing an act of genocide taking place in Mount Sinjar, where tens of thousands of Yazidis were stranded at risk of being slaughtered by ISIS or dying of thirst. And the limited airstrikes was also effective in preventing the ISIS onslaught towards Erbil, which is the capital of the Kurdish regional government.
Right. Now, how important is Erbil and indeed the Kurdish government to the US strategy of containment?
I think the United States made it very clear that the main reason they were intervening was to protect US personnel in Erbil, because Erbil is home to US consulate. What the limited airstrikes is not going to do, unfortunately, is turn the tide against ISIS. It will not shift the balance of power. For that to happen, there needs to be much more military engagement from the United States and other allies to push back against ISIS. The airstrikes are effective when ISIS is out in the open and moving towards the city. They can be easily spotted and eliminated, but it's not going to turn the tide, unfortunately.
Right. So getting rid of ISIS from urban centres like Mosul or Raqqa in Syria, where their real concentration of power is going to be something that can't be done from the air.
It's going to be very difficult, and this is why both the federal government in Baghdad and the regional government in Erbil is calling for the United States to provide more help. The United States, whether we like it or not, helped create the environment which gave birth to ISIS in both Iraq and in Syria. And I think their reluctance to help Iraq push back and fight against ISIS is an outrage. They're not calling for boots on the ground. They just want more intelligence, more military equipment, more airstrikes against the ISIS, and just to provide them with the assistance that they need to fight. The sense in Baghdad and Erbil is that if the United States doesn't have the stomach for military engagement, the least they can do is help them take the fight to ISIS.
It's a bit of a difficult choice, though, isn't it? Because obviously one of the reasons why ISIS has become so powerful is because it has captured so much equipment from the Iraqi security forces, lots of equipment that was provided by the US and NATO allies before they withdrew. So what, I suppose, needs to happen to convince the US to do more, to provide more military equipment to the central government in Baghdad?
What's clear is that Iraqis, whether that's the Kurds or the central government in Baghdad, needs to move forward on the political front. Many analysts rightly point out that there can be no military solution without a political solution. The only thing I would add